Welcome to the DevCon Archives, featuring top sessions from the latest DevCon, which took place in Bangkok in November 2024. These episodes spotlight some of the best talks from the largest Ethereum developer conference, showcasing the technical advancements, mission, projects, and novel ideas shaping the Ethereum ecosystem. All talks have been recorded. You can find them on archive.devcon.org. Let's dive into today's featured talk.
Hey everyone. So, and today's I'd like to talk about my latest research. Effective public funding. Anyone who is gaining some grants from communities or DAOs? Anyone? Great. And who is managing grants programs? It's great. You are definitely public builders, public contributors. And so my talk is useful for grants, so to manage grants program in the future. Introductions. So the purpose of my research is to achieve a better grants program. I mean, better grants program is a more effective and more fair programs. And I'd like to discover the difference among various grants programs by cross-comparing, grants program data, we are focusing on different type of decision making bodies. Yeah, here is our target grants program. Today, there are many projects contributing to public funding or grants programs. We can categorize grants programs into three types: foundation type, democratic type, and quadratic funding type. I mean, foundation type is foundation types members are arbitrarily selected arbitrarily selected or accepted by token holders, token voting. I mean, democratic type members are basically token holders, including delegates, or elected by token holders, token voting. Quadratic funding type is using basically quadratic funding. So results of our research and analysis. Yeah, here is a grants amount, normalized grants amount data. So how each round in grants in various grants programs. You can see, foundation type, has a larger grant amount and larger variations. I mean, variation is a difference between max grant amount and minimum grant amount. So on the other hand, democratic type and quadratic funding type has a smaller variation and then smaller grant amount. Yeah, clearly you can see the foundation type has a larger variation, and then democratic type and quadratic funding type has a smaller variation. As our hypothesis, grant amount depends on grant operation types. Democratic type and quadratic funding type tend to distribute funds more evenly, and with a smaller grant amount, smaller variation, and then larger grantees. On the other hand, foundation type tends to distribute funds larger grant amount and then larger variation and fewer grantees. I think Foundation type has a kind of bias. I mean bias is a different values in grants programs. You think so this bias is a negative factor in terms of fairness or pluralities. However, I think this bias is so useful for effective public funding. So you think so my saying is a kind of a paradox. So this bias by foundation type can complement democratic approaches. So I mean democratic approach is the democratic type and quadratic funding type. I think a lot of different biases generating more different values. More different values can distribute funds to more different public goods, I think. Okay. And in the past, Horkheimer and Adorno said rationality is rationality is improving society systems, but this rationality is leading to lost humanities. I think this is a kind of paradox. I think democratic approach is a kind of rationalities. I think we should have a different approach for effective public funding. So not only quadratic funding or using DAOs. So you can see my using database. Scan it, and please join us. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Shinya. We received many great questions during your talk. So let's start with the most upvoted one. Did you have any findings on cost of running grants, for example, internal headcount, partnerships, tooling, by type of grants?
Yeah, running grants, internal headcount. I don't focusing on these topics. Especially I'm focusing on decision making bodies. Yeah. And then from now on, we have to analyze more deeply, including these topics. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Shinya. Unfortunately, we are out of time. So I see many questions on the Meerkat app. So if you would like to speak with him after this, please feel free to look for him nearby the stage. And let's put our hands together for Shinya.
Thank you for listening. Be sure to visit archive.devcon.org to watch and listen to all the other DevCon talks. We look forward to seeing you next time.